Have you ever spent, like, ages crafting this really important message you hit send, and then silence just vanishes into that, you know, black hole of unready, ignored Slack messages? Do you ever feel like you're just shouting into the void?
Yeah. Well, if that sounds familiar, this deep dive is definitely for you. We're going to zero in on strategic communication. Think of it as your essential toolkit for cutting through the noise, getting messages noticed, no megaphone needed.
That's exactly it. Our mission here is to shift your communication from just sort of scattershot efforts to real precision targeting. We're going to explore what makes messages really land, starting with the absolute foundation, connecting with your audience. Then we'll get into setting clear goals, structuring your ideas so they're powerful, using some persuasive techniques, and finally tackling those common communication roadblocks. You know the ones. Okay, let's unpack that right away. That first scenario, we've all done it right. You write what you think is the perfect email, send it off, and to crickets. Or worse, you get a bunch of confused replies back. And you're just sitting there thinking, what happened? What went wrong?
It's so common. And honestly, the core issue, more often than not, is overlooking the, let's call it the cardinal rule. Understand your audience first. If you don't really know who you're talking to, it almost doesn't matter how well written your message is. It's likely going to miss the mark. And audience analysis, it isn't about boring demographics. It's about really knowing your readers clearly, thoroughly, so you can give them exactly what they need, how they need it.
Okay, so how do we actually do that? Like, what are the practical steps to get to know who's receiving this message?
Right. The first step is identify them clearly. You got to ask, who are these people? Really, what's their role, their position? What's their level of expertise on this topic? Are they the decision maker? Are they frontline staff? Maybe they know nothing about this, or maybe they're an expert. Their background, their motivation, that's key.
And does tailoring it change a lot based on, say, their job title?
Oh, absolutely. Huge difference. Take announcing new IT security procedures, for example. Your message to a senior exec, they're thinking bottom line risk. That's totally different from the IT staff who need the technical nitty gritty. And then different again for, you know, regular employees who just need to know how it affects their day-to-day login or whatever. Different priorities, different info needed.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, we know who they are. What's next on the list?
Next up is understanding their needs and expectations. What do they actually want to hear from you on this? What do they already know? What critical info do they still need? And think ahead. What questions might they have? What objections could pop up? And maybe most importantly, what's the benefit for them? What outcome matters to them?
Basically trying to get inside their head before you type a word. Like, if you're announcing an office move, you know, employees are instantly thinking my commute.
Exactly.
Managers are thinking productivity. Clients are thinking service disruption.
Precisely. And if you anticipate those worries and address them right in your message, that makes a world of difference. Then you need to match their preferred communication style. Do they like short, snappy emails? Or do they want detailed reports? Are visuals better? Charts, graphs, or just text? Formal tone, informal.
And that varies a lot too, right? Execs often want the quick summary, the bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
Tech teams might want the full documentation. Customers usually respond best to friendly, clear language.
Exactly right. And the final piece, always consider the context. Timing, environment, they're crucial. Is now a good time? Will they be reading this on their phone, distracted? Mm-hmm. Are there any recent sensitive issues floating around that could color how they receive it? Like, you definitely don't announce a major restructure right before the holidays or during the busiest quarter. That's just asking for trouble. You want them calm, receptive.
Okay, so let's do a quick recap of this audience analysis foundation. The key questions are, who am I talking to? What do they know? And what do they need to know? What are their likely questions or concerns? What's their preferred style? And when and where will they likely get this message? Did I miss anything?
That nails it. And you can see how powerful this gets in practice. Imagine rolling out new project management software. Audience, employees, their needs, clear steps, reassurance, it's easy, knowing their support, preferred style, probably concise, maybe visual guides, context, it's a busy time, they feel stretched.
So how does that change the message itself?
Well, instead of some generic new software launch email, your subject could be something like, "Insurancing our simple, time-saving project management tool." Then the email immediately says, "We know your time is valuable," highlights easy setup, Visual tracking assures them support is right there. Maybe promise a step-by-step guide tomorrow. See, it instantly becomes relevant, reassuring, much more effective. So the bottom line here is really, know your audience. It ensures your messages land, ideas stick, and communication actually works. It's the shift from just hoping to being strategic.
Okay, moving on. Have you ever sat through a meeting or, you know, read a super long email or waited through a report, and when it's finally over, you're still thinking, wait, what was the actual point of all that? I know I have.
Oh, definitely. And that usually happens because the communication lacked a clear objective. Think of objectives as the GPS for your whole communication plan. They tell you exactly where you're going, how you'll get there, and crucially, why it even matters. Objectives clarify your main point, they focus the audience's attention, and maybe most importantly, they give you a way to measure if you actually succeeded.
So how do we make sure our objectives are that sharp, that they're not just fuzzy ideas?
The trick is making them smart. You've probably heard the acronym, but just a quick refresher. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So let's say you're rolling out new customer service procedures. A week goal might be improve customer service awareness. Vague, right?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
Exactly. But a smart objective. That becomes ensure 100% of customer service employees clearly understand and can correctly implement the new customer service procedures by May 30th. See the difference. Clear, actionable, measurable.
That clarity is huge. And I guess a type of objective matters too, like what you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. If your main goal is just to share knowledge, that's an informational objective. Like, ensure all staff understand the new company safety procedures. Simple knowledge transfer. But if you want people to do something, that's a motivational objective. For example, encourage at least 80% of employees to sign up for the voluntary wellness screenings by June 1st. You're driving action. And if you need to change or reinforce a specific behavior, that's a behavioral objective. Something like increase compliance with the new security badge rules from 70% to 100% within 2 weeks. Very focused on behavior change.
It seems so basic, but I bet it gets missed a lot.
Yeah.
Just clearly telling your audience what you want them to know or do or maybe even feel after reading your message.
It's amazing how often it's skipped. Think about the difference between please review the new policies versus please review the new attendance policy carefully and email me back by Friday to confirm you understand it.
Right. One leaves you guessing.
And the other is crystal clear. No room for doubt about what's needed.
And with that kind of clarity, checking if you succeeded becomes much easier. If your goal was get 90% of employees to understand the new IT guidelines in a week, you can just send a quick survey, right?
Exactly, a quick knowledge check. It confirms if your communication actually hit the target.
Okay, let's make this real. Imagine launching a new employee recognition program. The vague way is, hey everyone, new recognition program coming soon, more details later.
Mm-hmm. Leaves people hanging.
But if your smart objective is something like achieve at least 75% employee participation by clearly explaining the benefits and sign-up steps in our announcement by March 15th.
Then your email changes completely.
Right. It becomes super focused. Join our new employee recognition program by March 15th. Our goal, 75% participation. Sign up and recognize your amazing colleagues. It's actionable.
So before you write that next important message, just do a quick mental check. What do I want them to know, do, or feel? Is it specific? Measurable, achievable, relevant, and maybe the biggest one, have I actually told them the objective clearly? Because clear objectives, they're really the unsung heroes. They give you direction, focus, impact. Never assume your audience can read your mind, spell it out for them.
Okay, let's talk structure. Have you ever listened to someone just ramble? And you're mentally screaming, please, please, just get to the point. Unstructured messages are just painful. They waste time, cause confusion. So how do we bring order to our thoughts, especially with complex stuff?
That's exactly where communication frameworks are lifesavers. They're like GPS for your ideas. Mm. One really powerful one is SEIPAB. That's situation, complication, implication, position, action, benefit. It creates a really logical flow, especially for problem solving.
Okay, SEIPAB. Can you walk us through an example? Make it concrete.
Sure. Let's say you're dealing with a sales issue. Situation. Okay, so our sales have been climbing steadily for 3 quarters. Sets the scene, the baseline. Complication. But customer complaints are also up, specifically about late shipments. That's the problem, the wrinkle. Implication. If we don't fix these delays, we risk losing customer trust and eventually sales will drop. What happens if we do nothing? The stakes. Position. My recommendation is we switch to a new shipping provider, one with guaranteed delivery times. Here's my proposed solution. Action. So please review the attached proposal and give approval for the new provider by next week. What I need you to do, benefit. Making this switch means on-time deliveries, happier customers, and keeping our sales growth strong. The positive outcome, the why I am for them. See? It tells a complete story, problem to solution to benefit. Very persuasive.
That is super structured.
Mm-hmm.
But SexyPap isn't the only game in town, is it? What if you need something faster or maybe for a different kind of point?
Good question. No, it's not the only one. Another really useful framework, especially for quick arguments, is PRP. That's point, reason, example, point. Great for being persuasive quickly.
PRP. How does that look in action?
Okay, imagine you're arguing for, say, upgrading software. Point. We absolutely need to upgrade our customer support software. Your main argument up front. Reason. Because our current system is old, it's slow, and it's frustrating our customers.
While you're making the point.
Example. Just last month, we actually lost 3 big clients specifically because of long wait times caused by this system. Concrete evidence. Point. Again, reinforced. So upgrading is essential if we want to keep our customers and improve service. Drive the point home. Quick, clear, convincing.
And then there's the pyramid principle, right? From Barbara Minto. That one kind of flips the usual storytelling.
Yes. That one's fantastic for complex proposals or big presentations. Instead of building up to your conclusion, you lead with it. Start with the answer. Then you provide your supporting arguments. And then you show the data or evidence. So if you're proposing, say, expanding into Europe, you start right out with, we must expand into the European market next year. Boom. Then you give the reasons. Growing demand, competitor moves, whatever. And then you show the market research, the financial projections. It gets the main message across immediately.
It really sounds like each one has a best fit scenario. How do you choose the right framework?
Exactly. You'd probably use SEPAB when you've got a clear problem and you need to propose a specific action. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
PREP is great for those quick hits, making a persuasive point fast with backup. And the pyramid principle. That's your go-to for complex stuff, exec summaries, big presentations where you need that top-down clarity. People grasp the main point first. The common mistake, though, is trying to force one. Don't use a framework if it just doesn't feel right for the message. Adapt.
Okay, let's try SciPab again, real world. Say, proposing a new employee training program. Break that down for us.
All right, new training program. Situation. Our company grew fast this quarter. We added 50 new people. Complication. But these new hires, they're saying they feel overwhelmed, unclear on our core processes. It's hitting their initial productivity. Implication. If we don't sort this out, overall team productivity and morale are going to suffer, maybe even impact project timelines. Position. So I propose we implement a comprehensive structured onboarding program, covers all the key procedures and expectations clearly. Action. What I need is for leadership to review this detailed proposal attached and approve it by next Wednesday. Benefit. This training gets new folks productive, confident, and happy much faster, which directly supports our growth and keeps the team strong.
Perfect. So before hitting send or getting up to speak, it's worth asking, did I pick the right structure? Is my main point clear and upfront? Are my supporting points logical? Is the action I want clear? And did I spell out the benefits for the audience?
Absolutely. Clear structure equals clear communication. These frameworks, SEIPAB, PRB, Pyramid, they're not just theory. They're practical tools. They turn your ideas into messages that actually get heard, understood, and acted upon.
Okay, imagine this for a second.
Oh.
Every single message you send is so compelling, so persuasive, that people just get it. They nod along enthusiastically. They hit reply instantly. They jump into action. No more ignored emails. No confused colleagues. No proposals falling flat. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, the great news is this isn't some kind of magic power. It's a skill. Totally learnable.
Exactly. And it's not about manipulation. It's really about understanding what motivates people and clearly communicating the value in your message.
So what are these techniques? Let's dive in. First up, state your why. People need context, the reason behind things. So a weak request is just, please attend the new safety training. Meh. But a persuasive one explains the why. Please attend the new safety training because recent incidents have unfortunately increased, and your safety and your team's safety is genuinely our top priority. See the difference?
Big difference. It connects.
Second, always, always use the what's in it for me.
Yeah.
Principle. People call it WIIFM. It sounds a bit cynical, but it's just human nature. Our brains are basically wired to notice things that affect us directly. How does this connect to my work, my goals, my problems?
Mm-hmm.
So, weak announcement. We're implementing new project management software. Okay. Persuasive version. Our new project management software is designed to save you valuable hours each week by making task tracking super simple. Imagine having that extra time for more critical work. Focus is right on their benefit.
That shift is key.
Third, leverage social proof. Show, don't just tell. Show that others agree or have benefited. Instead of just saying, our customer service approach is good, try. Since we rolled out the new customer service approach, our satisfaction scores jumped 30% and complaints dropped significantly, according to our latest survey. That's proof.
Right, concrete results.
Fourth, anticipate objections. Don't wait for them to bring up problems. Address potential concerns right in your message. Just saying, let's switch to the new CRM, it's great, isn't very convincing.
No, people will have questions.
Exactly, so address it. Now, I know switching software can seem like a hassle, but this new CRM comes with really clear training guides and integrates smoothly with the tools you already use, making the transition much easier than you might think. You acknowledge the concern and offer reassurance.
Smart.
Fifth, use power words. Certain words just have more impact emotionally or cognitively. Instead of, our software saves time, try. Our software guarantees you'll instantly save valuable hours each week. Imagine the ease and success you'll achieve. Words like guarantees, instantly, valuable, imagine, ease, success, they paint a much stronger picture.
They add punch.
And finally, number six, create urgency. Encourage action now, not whenever. Compare. Please complete the training when you get a chance to. Complete your required training by Friday to ensure you remain compliant with the new regulations and maintain your ACTA certification status. One has teeth, a deadline, consequences.
Much more likely to get done.
Okay, so how does this all come together? Let's say you want your team to adopt new, shorter meeting rules. Subject. A new, easy way to streamline our team meetings starting Monday. Body starts with YIFM and power words. Imagine shorter, more productive meetings that actually boost our efficiency and free up valuable time in your week.
Nice start.
Then the why. Feedback and studies show shorter, focused meetings drastically cut fatigue and improve results. Use social proof. Other teams using similar practices report much more focused, productive sessions with clear action items. Anticipate objections. I know changing routines takes effort, but this simple shift is worth it, and there's a quick guide to help.
Addressing the but.
Exactly. And create urgency. Please review the guide attached and be ready to use these practices starting Monday. Questions, reply by Friday. It pulls it all together.
And the key thing, again, is that this isn't manipulation. It's just clearly communicating value, benefits, the reasons why. When you use these techniques thoughtfully, your messages connect, motivate, and actually drive action.
Right. Now, let's talk about that awful sinking feeling. Yeah, when you've crafted what you think is a brilliant message, but it just falls flat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Often, it's because it hit a hidden obstacle, a communication barrier. Think of them like, I don't know, potholes or unexpected traffic jams on the communication highway.
Mm-hmm.
They're annoying. Sometimes they feel unavoidable. But, and this is crucial, they are totally manageable.
They really are. And that brings up a key question. How do we spot these roadblocks and, more importantly, navigate around them before they completely derail things? First, there's the classic information overload. Just too much stuff, too fast. How do you manage it? Simplify. Focus on maybe three key points maximum. Chunk the information. Use clear formatting, bullet points, headings. Think about a huge, dense, 50-page policy doc versus a one-page summary hitting the highlights. Which one gets read?
The summary, every time. I've definitely felt that fire hose effect from emails.
Haven't we all? Okay, next barrier. Jargon and technical language. Using words your audience doesn't understand is like speaking a different language. It just alienates them. Solution. Know your audience. Define terms if you absolutely have to use them, but way better, just use plain language. So instead of our CRM solution leverages advanced data analytics for optimal pipeline visibility.
Which sounds impressive, but means nothing to most people.
Exactly. Try. Our CRM software shows your sales pipeline clearly, making it easy to track leads and close deals faster. Simple, direct. Third barrier, emotional reactions. This can be huge blockers. Fear, anxiety, defensiveness, they make people shut down and stop listening. How to manage, empathize. Try to see it from their perspective. Frame things positively if possible and always, always encourage open dialogue. So instead of a blunt, we're cutting the department budget effective immediately, which triggers fear.
Yeah, panic mode.
Right. Try something like, due to some recent operational shifts, we'll need to carefully adjust spending across departments. Let's schedule time to discuss how we can manage this effectively together, focusing on our shared goals. It acknowledges the human side.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth, cultural differences. These can cause massive misunderstandings, even if everyone's speaking English. different norms, assumptions. To manage this, you really have to try and understand different cultural norms, avoid assumptions, use inclusive language. So an insensitive message might assume everyone celebrates Christmas, so we'll close that week. Wrong.
Very wrong.
A managed inclusive approach is we recognize and celebrate the diverse holiday traditions within our team. We encourage everyone to communicate their preferences for time off during the upcoming holiday season. Shows respect, awareness.
Okay, and the last big one you mentioned, lack of feedback. Just sending stuff out and having no idea if it landed. Shouting into that void again.
Exactly. You have to manage this proactively. Invite responses. Follow up. Make it clear questions are welcome. Create that feedback loop. Don't just blast info out. Instead of just sending a policy update, add, to ensure everyone's received this, please reply received by end of day Friday. Simple check. Ensures engagement.
Okay, let's put it all together again. You're introducing a new software tool. How do you craft that message to head off these barriers before they even pop up?
Okay, good scenario. Title could be, introducing our easy-to-use project management software starting next week. Clear benefit up front. Address potential emotional reactions right away. I know adopting new software can sometimes feel overwhelming, so we focus on making this as simple as possible, keeping your busy schedules in mind. Shows empathy. Simplify info. Outline key benefits in clear bullet points. Avoid jargon. Proactively invite feedback and manage the lack of it. Please take a few minutes to watch the short training video attached. To help us track completion, just reply done by Friday once you've watched it. Got questions or concerns, please reach out. I'm here to help ensure this transition is smooth for everyone. See, it anticipates and addresses the likely barriers. And the real takeaway is managing these barriers isn't some mystical art. It's just about thoughtful preparation and clear execution. When you anticipate them and tackle them head on, your communication effectiveness just skyrockets. You avoid confusion, frustration, misunderstandings. Your messages don't just land, they resonate.
And congratulations, you made it. You've officially crossed the finish line of this strategic communication deep dive. You are now armed with some really clear, practical, powerful strategies to make sure your messages hit the mark every single time. We covered a lot. Really understanding your audience, setting those sharp, smart objectives, structuring your ideas with tools like ESOPAB, PERP, and the Pyramid Principle, using those persuasive techniques intentionally, and finally, navigating those common communication barriers.
Yeah, and remember, strategic communication isn't about luck. It's not about just having charisma. It's about making intentional choices, preparing thoughtfully, and structuring your messages clearly so they genuinely connect with the people you're trying to reach.
So here's a final thought to take with you. Now that you have these powerful tools, this understanding, how are you going to apply them to your very next important message to make absolutely sure it truly lands?